This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick, and joined now by our senior producer, Steve Proffitt, who is here to help me share some of your letters.
And Alex, as is customary when you and I get together like this, let's start with some corrections.
All right. What did I get wrong this time?
Well, happily, Alex, none of these mistakes can be directly attributed to you. First, the smart car.
This is the little itty-bitty Mercedes.
Right, and it was featured in a piece we ran last week about the Consumer Reports auto test track.
Mike Pesca's piece, our reporter Mike Pesca, he got it wrong.
Right, he said the smart car was not available in the U.S., and technically, he's correct. Mercedes doesn't sell it here. However, listeners across this great land of ours, from Gene Bass in New Hampshire to Rick Goh in Washington State, sent us the names of places where one can actually purchase a smart car.
This is the so-called gray market?
Right again. But we'll leave it up to our enterprising listeners to locate those gray market dealers.
All right. Here's a letter that takes issue with something a doctor from Harvard University said on our program.
Yes, in the wake of tests showing cyclist Floyd Landis had elevated levels of the hormone testosterone, NPR's John Hamilton asked a Harvard physician, Harrison Pope, if Landis could have somehow unknowingly ingested testosterone.
Somebody spiked his Gatorade.
Yeah, something like that. Here's what the doctor, Dr. Pope, said.
If you take testosterone by mouth, it is destroyed on its way through the stomach and the liver to the bloodstream.
All right, Dr. Pope, but fellow physician Dr. Tim Hammond of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, disagrees. He notes there are a variety of oral synthetic testosterone preparations that are available.
While one dose would not enhance performance, he writes, it could produce a positive test if someone slipped him a Gatorade Mickey.
Dr. Hammond, thank you for the second opinion.
Another error came in one episode of our travel series, $100 of Gas. It was about a trip in a light plane to an airstrip diner called the Spitfire Grill, which was said to be named after the famed British Spitfire jet.
Not actually a jet.
No, and pretty much every pilot with an earshot of the radio wrote in to correct that one. The brave fighter in the Battle of Britain was, of course, powered by a propeller. And finally, Alex, this.
Stand aside, Big Mouth. We're passing you by.
James Lafranic, who listens to us in Washington, D.C., writes, Alex Chadwick's voice sounds just like one of the most famous voices in history, Cliff Edwards.
I've never heard of Cliff Edwards.
Well, Cliff Edwards was a singer, and he was the voice of many Disney characters.
Hello, I'm Jiminy Cricket.
This guy's the voice of Jiminy Cricket? I sound like Jiminy Cricket?
Well, I don't think so, but Mr. Lafranic does.
Well, I'm not sure if that's good or bad. Thank you, I guess.
If you have comments, corrections, suggestions, or if you think Alex sounds like somebody else, please write us.
It's easy. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. Letters editor Steve Proffitt, thank you again.
You're welcome, Jiminy.
When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
Alex, if you're Jiminy Cricket, who am I?
Tinkerbell, maybe? I don't know.
Tinkerbell. I'll take that as a compliment. Okay.